The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. And good news, it seems 6 in 10, almost 60% of Singapore's remote workers were more conscious of their organization's cybersecurity policies since the start of the nationwide circuit breaker measures, according to Trend Micro, a global leader in cybersecurity solutions, and their survey results. Commissioned to help IT decision makers keep an eye on human-based threats as a more distributed working environment becomes the norm, Trend Micro also partnered with a third-party occupational psychologist to gain insights into employees' cybersecurity behaviors, even outside of the workplace. To get more insights, we're speaking today to Nilesh Jain, Vice President of Trend Micro, Southeast Asia and India. Nilesh, thanks for joining us. So talk to us about the impetus for the survey and what Trend Micro will do with the results.
Good, yeah. So we just concluded the survey. In fact, the survey was planned much ahead when the COVID situation actually started. We are supposed to do it. But it just happened that when we did the survey, most of the employees were working from home.
Mm.
And what we have seen is the human-based threats are more prevalent than ever now. The rise of IoTs and AI and cloud, other technologies, has given more surface for attackers to get inside the corporate network. Even pre-pandemic, security leaders were able to contain a lot of things because you can control your employees' behavior, right, inside their organization.
Mm.
But once they started moving out, started working from their home, they cannot be controlled. They started using unauthorized devices, their home devices, and suddenly you see a surge of cybersecurity-related events happening all around. So it's becoming a nightmare for security leaders to contain the cyber-related events all around.
Talk to us about some other findings of import and their implications. So are you saying that although employees became more aware of cybersecurity needs, they might not have done anything about it?
Very exciting. And as you rightly said, we did this survey with the help of third-party occupational psychologists who also try and understand employees' behavior, their personality, and try and correlate with how they behave in different situations. And the findings are very, very exciting. If you look at, we did this survey for around 13,200 people globally and around 27 countries. And out of those, 500 plus were Singaporean. The findings are most of Singapore remote workers, around 59% of them found themselves more aware of cybersecurity policies during the circuit breakers. That's a good news. In fact, 90% of them said that they take instructions from their IT team, their IT security team, very, very seriously.
Mm.
However, the problem is not about the awareness. The problem is whether they really act upon it. So we see 39% of the respondents say they often or always access corporate data from non-work devices, non-authorized devices, which is their personal laptops and mobiles.
Actually, Nilesh, I'm confused. If over 90% of them said that they'll take instruction from their IT guys, then why only 39% of them still accessing company information on unauthorized devices? Or just the situation that happened because they had to, right? I'm working from home. I have no choice. I wasn't issued company cell phone or company laptop, maybe.
This is interesting, and this what about the human psychology. Let's say, for example, Rachel, we all know that working out and doing exercise regularly is very, very important for you to remain healthy, right? But how many of us do that rigorously, right? A lot of them do not exercise this practically. Similarly, most of the employees, like 90% of them, take their IT team's instructions seriously. But when it comes to implementing in practical environment, a lot of them differs on their actions. And that's what this all survey is about their personality, and depends on their personality, how do different employees behave. And we have seen that 16% of them are likely to click the unauthorized free offering websites, which most likely might be carrying a malicious link into it.
Why?
And I'll tell you why. This is interesting, right? So sounds very interesting. And what we did is we did a survey and we found out that most of employees can be divided into four different categories depending upon their persona.
Children, the toddlers, and the infants.
not those. Of course, among the employees, all the adults like us, among them, you can probably categorize people into four different categories depending on their personality. Number one is the fearful people, the people who really are anxious about exposing their organization. They don't know what to do, right, how the cybersecurity works. And they also don't know that they have a responsibility of taking care of cybersecurity for their company. There are second category of employees who are ignorant. They are aware about cybersecurity policies, but they are quite lazy or sometimes they do not really act upon it. And there are third kind of employees, which are daredevil, which they know they are accountable. They know there are cybersecurity events can happen if they do XYZ thing, but they still want to try out. They are really experimenting kind of nature. And there are real conscious employees. Those are the employees, the best employees who are cybersecurity aware, but simultaneously they are accountable also. So they are the four different categories of employees we have seen who are working from home. And our study suggests that we have to have a different personalized program to make sure that they are following the practices.
So where do employees fall mostly into? Which category, Nilesh?
Majority of the employees, depends on the vertical or the industry that you're working in. If you're working in very conservative, not very digital native companies in manufacturing and other service organizations, most of the employees we see are in the ignorant part or fearful part. Very, very few we see a daredevil, and those are probably the companies who are actually into IT or into services, wherein you see some daredevil kind of nature employees, but most of the employees in very conservative or very traditional organization, we see in fearful or ignorant category.
We're speaking with Nilesh Jain, who is Vice President of Trend Micro, Southeast Asia and India. Nilesh, so what did the occupational psychologist advise? That there should be a personalized kind of bespoke education program for each of these four categories, right?
Correct. So what the advice is, if you look at fearful employees, the number one thing you should do is you should have a training simulation tool. So you are simulating, you are showing them how cyber attack happens practically and how they can avoid it. So this is a very comprehensive program that we can have for fearful employees, and they will understand then how they can contain those kind of event if it happens. For ignorant employees, again, you have to have a cybersecurity awareness benefit program, which much more comprehensive simulation package attached to it. For daredevil employees, you know, of course, you have to attach some penalty or some motivation or incentivizing them in case they are taking some actions around it, because they are the employees who are aware about what they are doing, though they are not supposed to do it. So there are different packages created based on which category of employees you are entertaining to in your organization.
How possible is it, though, Nilesh, for an organization to roll out bespoke educational programs for, I mean, first you have to find out where your employees lie, in which category, how many, what percentage, etc., and then send them to the appropriate class. How probable is that for a business to do?
It's not as easy as it sounds, but it's perfectly doable. As we always say that on one part, cybersecurity practitioners spend enough amount of money in investing into it, planning into it, but a lot of time they fall prey to the attack because those employees were not even made aware about it. So number one thing that they should do is make sure they are educating most of those employees who are working from. And I'll give you an example. Like, we know a lot of companies who really have an automated process. The moment you logged in the morning, the first thing that you have to do is you have to go through one online reading article which talks about how you're going to practice cybersecurity today. Right. And then they start working out. So there are different tactical things organization can adopt, but it's quite doable. It requires a lot of willpower from the top management for you to do that.
Is it possible for companies that maybe don't have deep pockets? I mean, who's supposed to organize it? They get a third party outsider to help with the course, or they maybe get their IT department to beef up their resources and be able to roll out a program for their employees?
So this is interesting. So generally, we have seen in very large enterprises, they have their own IT departments. And they also have a program coordinators who actually keep on running this program. But it starts from the business leaders. So IT organizations or security leaders start working with the business leaders and they start rolling out the program. Most of the SMBs and companies we have seen, they are engaging with third-party companies whose primary job is to do a cybersecurity awareness program. And those companies are flourishing. They are doing quite an amazing job. And those companies actually are working with the vendors like us who are providing all the know-how and all the technology for educating SMB accounts overall. So it's a good flourishing practice all around right now.
On the business end, though, what can they do to beef up cybersecurity in the meantime whilst they get their employees up to speed? Now, especially now, Nilesh, that it's part on-site, part work-from-home kind of workforce?
Correct. So the first thing that you should do is, of course, increase the visibility. The biggest challenge that has arisen now is earlier those employees who were working within your organization offices, they started working outside your office. You have to make sure you have security measures in place wherein you get 360-degree visibility, which means either you are getting attacks from email or from your PCs or laptops, or you have some applications which are in cloud. Do you have a security measures which can give you visibility? Because as per the global practice statistics, on an average, it takes 221 days to identify the attack that is there inside your organization. And it takes 81-plus days for you to contain it. So number one thing is to do a visibility check. And for you to beef up that visibility, what you have to do is you have to identify a security solutions which can work in all around on your cloud as well as your home devices and can give you a detection so that you can take some action around it.
All right, Nilesh Jain, Vice President of Trend Micro, Southeast Asia and India. Nilesh, thanks for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.